Jesus came. At Christmas, the hope of our salvation was born. And at Easter, the fulfillment of our salvation took place as we went from the old covenant to the new covenant. And I love this scripture in Acts. I want you to imagine what was going on at Pentecost. There were people gathered from all over the world, from Asia, from Africa, from Rome, and they had all come to Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. And during the Feast of Pentecost, they would offer sacrifices. So you imagine how long it would take to come without aeroplanes, without trains, all the way from India to Jerusalem, or from Africa to Jerusalem, just so that you could offer a sacrifice to the priest who would burn it on behalf of you and your people so that their sins would be covered for another year. So here they are, all gathered together. And just a few days ago, Jesus had been crucified, buried, and there were rumors of a resurrection. Some people believed it, some people didn't. But there were about 120 people who were gathered in an upper room, and they were told to wait there. Jesus had told them to wait there for something special. They didn't know what it was. They'd heard it was something called a Holy Spirit, a paraclete, a comforter. They'd never experienced it before. And then suddenly, there was a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And all of a sudden, these 120 people that were gathered in the upper room burst out of the building and started saying the good news of Jesus Christ, but not in Hebrew, no translator. Every person that was gathered there heard the good news of Jesus in their own language. No Google Translate, no YouTube. Suddenly, through the power of the Holy Spirit, they heard the good news of the gospel. What was this good news? What was this good news? This good news was this, that for all of these centuries, your sin has had to be covered. That we've been waiting to get rid of the burden of sin. And through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice has been given, and we no longer have to cover up sin. What an amazing thing. People would no longer have to travel from all over the world to come to one man and say, please burn a sheep, burn a lamb on behalf of my people so that our sins would be covered for another year. Instead, it just took one sacrifice, the perfect Lamb of God. The hope began at Christmas through the virgin birth, and it was fulfilled at Easter through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. No need to cover up sin anymore. No need. The scripture says if we sin, we have an advocate. We can ask Jesus to forgive our sins. What a joy that is, that we no longer carry that burden. What a relief it is that all of that worry and anxiety that we carry, not just about things that we have done wrong, but things that others have done wrong to us. We no longer have to fake it. No need to fake it till you make it. Jesus already made it. We just accept that sacrifice and say, Jesus, here I am. I don't need to cover my sin anymore. I give it to you. You are the perfect sacrifice. You died for my sin. I no longer have to hide in shame. I no longer have to live in fear, worried about a debt that I can't pay. How many of you have ever had a mortgage? Had a mortgage. And you know those first years when you look at those payments. You know what the word mortgage actually means? It means death grip. The word is actually translated as death grip, because it has a grip on you. That debt has a grip on you. The debt of sin is even longer than a mortgage. Mortgage is 20 years, 30 years, whatever. But the grip of sin is longer than that. But we, as followers of Jesus, no longer have to carry that burden or cover that sin anymore. That's what happened in the book of Acts. That's what the Apostle Peter was talking about when he said, men of Israel, people of Israel, in Acts 2:38. He says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. What a wonderful message. What a gift it is to know Jesus.